ADATR.
Morning, Phil.
Good morning. See what kind of range I can get a repeater up from my house here.
I didn't grab the volume control fast enough, and I heard repeater for my house in a chuckle. So I didn't catch the very first words.
Yeah, I'm just seeing what kind of range I can get out of the repeater for my house. I'm about 3 miles away right now.
Oh, right, yeah. Let me flip over there again. I think it was unworkable, but I'll be right back.
Still there?
Yeah, hold on one sec. And you couldn't understand a word. It's about 1S unit here with noise, but I can make it out, no problem. But couldn't work it, of course. Anywho, I got to reprogram this radio. It's going to be I'm going to get that done today because your repeater is way the hell down in the memory for some reason. It was, I kind of borrowed somebody's FT400 program and doctored it up, and then I clustered mine up, you know, near the front, and then yours is way down, and I always have trouble finding it. I got to get yours right up there in the FBI list so that it's quick to move around.
Oh, okay. Yeah, really interesting too. Every time something comes in, you move that around. I'm probably going to put the new one back in and change the deal. So, you know what? You're going to be in the program.
Roger. Very good. I assume you're coming down a little? No, you'll be going up a little.
Moving up to the east side.
To a deluxe apartment
in the sky.
right. All right, what's your, what do you figure ETA is? I'm going to be getting out the door here in a minute. I wanted to drink a coffee before I hit the road, but I'm going to hit the road here, pick up Donald, and then head over there. What do you figure your ETA?
I got to stop there. First as usual, so 20 minutes.
All right, yeah, that's about what I was figuring. I was figuring about my usual quarter after ish. So, all right, we'll see you there. I'm gonna go grab my coffee and finish it, but I'll be back in here in a few minutes. In a minute.
Yeah, just driving around, wondering what that big, bright object is in the sky. Looks slightly familiar, but I can't quite place it.
Oh yeah, it was yesterday I noticed it was blazing, so it looks like the same thing today. It's washing out my cameras on the east. All right, back in a bit. W8FU.
I'm going to risk getting a car wash today. All right. Maybe it's you.
KE4ZYQ, is it really 47 degrees on the 24th of May? I must be dreaming. sure who's chunking the repeater, but it's not me. KE4ZYQ.
W8FU.
W8FU, KE4ZYQ.
Hello, Joe.
John, good morning, and happy Memorial Weekend. Hopefully everyone travels safe. Am I dreaming of Israeli only 47 here? It says in Clinton Township, 47 on the 24th of May. I just want to make sure I'm not dreaming.
Yep, that it is. Do you remember that little stretch we had back in, like, February, where it was, like, up in the 50s, upper 50s? And I remember I went out and I did some antenna work, and we were all like, woohoo, you know, spring is early. And then it clamped right down for quite a while. It's so weird. It's upper 50s and 60 in February, and then, you know, then this in May.
The non-subject, I remember that, by the way, the non-subject, the non-talked-about subject that science and those that study the Earth and all the different things, climate, whatever, are not talking about is, I think our weather patterns drastically changed. The time, I don't know how many years ago it was, where there was a earthquake out in the ocean, earth event, that caused a tsunami that went towards Japan, I think it was, Asia over there, Japan. And they claimed, according to the things I read and saw and heard, the scientists said that the Earth was off its normal rotation by an inch. According to, an inch don't sound like much, but when you think about the whole axis of the Earth and how it's wobbling to begin with, and then it puts it off its axis a little bit. You know, you ever had a gyroscope in your pocket? Back to you.
Wow, that's a doozy. I'd have to Google that. Go to the University of Google, see if I can see if that's something. I'll probably do that later on. Because I have to say I'm skeptical, but you never know.
Well, not to get deep or boring by any means, but I think the magnetic field has a lot to do with our weather at times, too, certain times of the year. I watch the news for the weather, obviously, during the year. A lot of times they'll say, oh, north of 59, Hall Road, you might get rain or snow or this and that, and more south of 59. And I'm thinking, there must be a demarcation line there, because I'm right at 59, so if things go north or more south of the I don't mind when it's bad weather.
All right, you ready, Joe? Here you go. Yes, an earthquake can cause the Earth's axis to shift slightly, and the March 2011 earthquake in Japan is a notable example. While the shift is small, it can also shorten the length of the Earth's day by a tiny amount. Here's the more detailed explanation, and Yeah, here we go. Japan earthquake. The 2011 earthquake in Japan shifted the Earth's figure axis by about 6.5 inches. Shortened the day by 1.8 microseconds. Small but measurable. Huh. I would have never thought.
Sean, you know people, KE4ZYQ, you know people out here on ham radio will kind of follow other things. Not to sound odd about any means, but yeah, my uncle was very scientific. He liked to look at things with telescope, and he was a very scientific guy, and that rubs off on me, I guess, as I grew up as a kid. But yeah, that was interesting time in the history of the world, that stuff. And one thing that's scary, we won't live to see it, but one thing that's scary is they keep taking oil out of the earth, and they claim it replenishes or something happens. But you can't keep doing that until something drastic, I mean, not just earthquakes, but something major really happens. the oil in the earth is there for a reason. That fills a void. So when you start taking barrels, hundreds of barrels of oil out of the ground of the earth, I don't know. Something might happen in the future sometime. I wouldn't want to be like 5 years old right now. Back to you.
Well, we already know that fracking can cause earthquakes. Although earthquakes were happening in Oklahoma a lot before, but only makes sense. All right, Joe, I got to jump out. Donald, I haven't heard you here this morning. I assume you're about ready.
Yes, I am. I'm in the lobby.
All right, be there in 5. All right, Joe, maybe catch you from the mobile in a minute. W8FU.
Yep, you and Donald and the rest of the crew have a great breakfast and the rest of the day if I don't talk to you. KE4ZYQ. Going that away.
Personal commitments, but I got to help Marianne move some stuff. So I got my Saturday tied up. It's going to start at 9. So you guys have fun. Don't talk about me too much.
Okay, are you got the P-25 handheld on? Otherwise, I'll leave mine in the car if not.
Second.
I'll be with you.
Hey, KPP. Hey, Sean, I just went to it. Apparently, you weren't there. W-8-F-U-N-A-K-P-P.
B-B-A-P-R.
ABAPR. Test, test, test. 1, 2, 2, test.
Thank you.
KDLY. KE8 TFM. Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray mobile.
FCA downtown Franken, move that to tank.
Got a few here. What's up, Dakota? YL here and figure out what she's doing. I got leftovers. What's at Somerset?
That's always fun.
Not really what I wanted to be doing, but I've got a trip trip at the end of June, and it's a very formal trip, and I needed to get some new sport coats and a suit. And I've been ordering off of Macy's because there's been like a 50%, 60% off sale, so the pricing's been great. So I got the sport coat situated, they're at the tailor, and then the suit I ordered I bought separate, same coat, just like a glove, and then the pants are my normal size, and I couldn't get them on, so now I've got to go exchange those because I'm running out of time to get the correct size and get them tailored.
Is that the closest Macy's?
Ever since Lakeside closed.
Alright, well, go get your swap and go to the food court. I always like going to the south side of the 16 Mile Road, take the escalator over there and go see how the other half lives, visit some of the high-end watch shops and whatnot.
Yeah, that place is different. There's high roller, just, there's a stack fit there, I think. I don't belong in that mall. I mean, we're talking about me ordering stuff on sale at Macy's. I don't like spending money on clothes.
Yeah, north of 16 is pretty normal. All the high-end couture and stuff like that is on the south side. So, but there's something decent in there, too. But, you know, if you want to buy an Omega, you can go to the Omega store. I think they got an Omega store. What else they got on the south side there? There's a lot of stuff. I don't get over there too much.
I don't either. The last time I was here, it was to warranty a pair of AirPods that I ended up losing in the parking lot, the case at least. On my way into the store, I had a call, and I put my AirPods in and somehow dropped the case, and then looked everywhere, and someone must have picked it up and saw me drop it. And then the time before that, that was 3-4 years ago, it was for a company dinner at Capital Grill. So, yeah, I'm with you. I'm here next to never.
Well, if you're going to lose your AirPods, that's about the best chance you get of having someone turn them into lost and found. You do that at McComb Mall, and chances are you'll never see them again.
You would think. I tried, but no dice. But, well, I won't keep you. Enjoy your dinner. I just want to throw my call out there. Occupy a little bit of this drive here, and now I see why 53 signed up. They've got barrels all over the place. South of Hall Road. So that's why my morning commute has been horrible.
Roger, are you taking any of the family with you to take it in, or is it just solo run?
No family. We were supposed to go to my parents for dinner, so I sent my wife and the kids there, and I was like, I got to go get this done. I'll swing by after and hang out for a bit, so I figured it'd be a lot quicker for me to race down here, get in and out, and then head out and bring in the whole gang.
Right. Yeah, no, there's no doubt about that. So, all right, well, enjoy, and I was going to say take in the food court. But if you're having dinner at the folks, then I guess not. All right. Catch ya. Good luck. Hope you find everything you need quickly. W8FU.
Hey, are you late? What's going on, guys? Haven't talked to you in a while.
He's alive.
Where's he from?
The moon. What's going on? I just happened to turn the radio on and driving in the neighborhood, and I was like, hey, my friend, I haven't talked to him in a while.
We still live. Unfortunately, I had a couple of minutes. I just wanted to say hi to Dakota, and then I got to jump out of here and make some dinner plans, but Hey, man, good hearing you, stranger. How's that new shift working for you? Is that a long-term thing? But anyhow, I'll pass it over to you and pass over to Dakota, and you guys can – I'll be listening. I'm not going to be far from the radio, so you might comment on your work schedule and if that's a long-term thing. W8FU, Dakota.
All right, John, take it easy. I'm sure I'll talk to you later. Anthony, where are you going, dude? How are you?
I am well. I'm just left my buddy's house in the neighborhood and driving home and turned the radio on and was happy to hear people talking. So, yeah. Sean, it is hopefully a long-term thing. That is my ideal schedule. So we'll see what happens if we hire somebody that's going to be somebody that opens the building up, then I will go back to the 8 to 4:30, but most likely I am working the schedule that I'm on right now, hopefully long term.
So are you filling a void, or how'd you end up on this schedule?
I'm currently filling a void. It was, you know, for like 15 years I worked 7 to 3:30, and then my role changed a little bit, and I went to 8 to 4:30, and now somebody got, we'll call it quote-unquote, laid off, and needed somebody to open the building, so filling a void at the moment.
Wait a minute, you've been there for how long?
I have been there for over 20 years.
Dude, I didn't know that. My God. That's a long time. Congrats.
Yeah. Sometimes it's a good thing, and sometimes it's a really bad thing. So, yeah, I've been there for a long time.
So how old are you?
So I've been there, I think I was 21 or 22 when I started there.
Good for you, man. I thought you were like my age. Not my age, but a couple years older than me.
Yeah, man, I'm just a couple years older than you. LOL, huh?
Well, if it makes you feel any better, you don't look or act your age.
Well, thank you. Hey, I am going to, I got to go in the house, though. We're going to the Tigers game tonight, so I got to go in, get showered up, and ready to roll. So, super glad that I turned the radio on and heard you guys, because I feel like it's been forever since I've talked to you. But, yeah, I'll catch up with you guys later and try to get on the radio tomorrow or Monday at some point.
Sounds good, dude. Good hearing from you, too. Keep in touch. Don't be a stranger. Have fun. Be safe. And if I don't talk to you, have a great Memorial weekend. NABDF.
Thank you. You, too. We'll catch up with you guys later. K8RUH.
Well, did you get your pantaloons? NABDF.
Okay, thank you.
What up?
How you doing? I haven't heard y'all yet. Say hello. didn't get any of that.
You could. It would be nice to do that in the summer. You know, get the house up in the summer.
Sounds like he's a million miles away.
Who's that out there? Uncle Dave?
Dakota, Sean, and you, but your audio is really, really, really weak. Go ahead, Dakota.
Yeah, what Sean said, I can hear you, but it's like you're on half a watt.
Dakota, I'm on my destination. Sorry I can't talk that long. We'll catch you later. Good to hear you, good talking to you. KFA, PRC.
Well, it seems like you fixed when you did that last transmission. Dakota?
I stepped on you. Sorry about that. All right, Jack. That was a lot better. I'll talk to you later. Sorry about that, Sean. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what he was doing.
Yeah, he either switched microphones or put the mic or the radio closer to his mouth or something, but his audio went from non-existent to decent, so, oh well. So did you get your pantaloons?
I did, man, and do not go there on a Saturday of a holiday weekend. Holy crap.
Yeah, I would imagine. I mean, I don't know why. You would think that the holiday weekend would have their numbers down. I guess Saturday. You know, the problem is malls are dead. Malls are over. But that mall has enough, you know, fancy stuff and, you know, a nice enough food court and other various things to, you know, if you're going to hang on to one, that's probably one you're going to hang on to. That's about where I see malls going. You're going to have really, really nice ones, which are almost like a, you know, you can have a family outing and maybe see some things you don't normally see. But the days of the mall are pretty much over otherwise.
There's no doubt about it. Unfortunately, the malls like Lakeside that are a little lower tier are definitely going to, I mean, they've already gone by the wayside, and whatever's left is going to continue to die. But you're right. There's enough to do at Somerset in the sense of, like, high-end restaurants and retailers that I don't think it's going to go anywhere, because those places, those retail stores need a storefront, right? You're not going to buy a $10,000 watch. I mean, maybe you will, but you're not going to buy a $10,000 watch on the internet or on Amazon. You're going to want to go try it on first. But it is a nice mall. It's just crazy how busy it is, how many people are there. I was definitely the minority, but I found what I needed. I feel like a fat guy. I had to go two sizes up just to fit my legs into it. But I got what I needed. So now Tuesday I can go to the tailor, drop it off, and I'm good to go for the end of June.
Oh, there you go. You know, and you're getting it tailored, so good for you. Me, I'm more of a Men's Warehouse guy. I go to that Men's Warehouse over there at John R. and Whitcomb, if they're even still there. And, you know, where you can get two suits for $50. Okay, I'm kidding. But anyhow, I more go someplace like that. So I don't know how your place compares, but it sounds more expensive if you have to go to Somerset. All right, anyhow, I just got back with the chow. I got to get inside. She wanted Arby's, so we got the beef.
Well, I was saving money because everything was 60% off, but by the time you factor the shenanigans I had to go through in tailoring, probably not, so that'll be my next time around is Men's Warehouse. Enjoy your dinner. I'll catch up with you later. And ADDF.
All right. Thanks
drive
a
safe.
Lot.
Talk to you later. W8FU. Who did I just hear out there?
Dakota.
I think I keep doubling with someone.
Yeah, Wally, it's a thanks a lot. You just gave my wife a reason to go to Somerset.
What's up, Wally? I wouldn't go today or this weekend. I don't think I'll ever go back. I did it because I had to, and I'm kind of in a time constraint, and I have an oddly shaped body that I need to try something on. But you could definitely spend a lot of money there.
Yeah, well, we got a wedding and a graduation to go to, and you guys are talking about that. She goes, yeah, I got to go there and get a couple dresses. I thought, oh, great. So, all right, I'm pulling in the driveway. Just wanted to say hi, and thanks a lot.
Sorry, man. Good luck. Mrs. Wally, they have a lot of deals at Macy's right now. All right, have a good night, guys. NADDF.
NAKPP.
Watching the game, or I should say listening to the game, probably.
Mm-hmm.
A depressing series so far.
It has been, although this game seems to have started out on a more positive note.
Well, I honestly haven't heard yet. I just turned it on. When I heard you, I said, oh, and made me think the game's probably on. So, anywho, I knew it was, I just got carried away and didn't turn it on when it started.
I actually got behind and just got out here a few minutes ago, too. I was trying to play around a little bit in the CW contest this weekend, and there was not much new DX. So it's kind of disappointing. I chased a few things, and except by the time I heard it, or I got to the frequency, they were either gone or never there. I couldn't hear them, so kind of blah on that front.
Bands are okay. They haven't been in quite some time. Sounds like they're perking up a little bit. Just bands are okay. Just no good DX, eh?
Well, I was on 10 meters earlier today, and I would have expected 10 to really just do all the wall, but the self-effective index was on the low side, and 10 meters, there was not much there. You know, maybe a dozen content, or maybe a dozen good signals, and, you know, all north, south, you know, trans-equatorial stuff, or domestic stuff. Kind of a work-everybody contest. 15 was a little better, and got a few different packages. Yeah, just not much. I'm actually thinking that the conditions will improve tonight and tomorrow, but I was very, very careful.
Well, maybe, so. Anywho, you should be enjoying your backyard repeater. Phil's got the new machine, I think. Is it the new machine or the old machine? I don't know. He's got it at his house, so you got yourself a nice backyard repeater.
wasn't sure if he got the light back up, and it sounds like it's on the bench. Okay, that's fine.
Oddly, he got kind of noisy on that last one, but yeah, it's at his house on his kind of on his tower, so just down the road from you there. I think it's the old repeater fixed. He fixed the old one, but he's waiting because I think the board he needs for the new one's coming in on Tuesday, so I don't think he's going to bother putting the old one back. He's going to wait, get the new one finished up Tuesday or something, and then get it installed. And then the old one will just be a backup at that point. But I think that's what's on the air right now is the old one because he's waiting on a board for the new one. Anywho, I just figured I'd mention that in case you were doing anything unusual to make the system, but you shouldn't have to. It should be right in your yard.
Well, that's cool. Hope it all comes together as he's planning. I know when it was on the main site, the customized version, it was great. So, hopefully that comes together for him. That'll be cool.
Really weird. You're getting you get a little noisy. I mean, you don't drop out or nothing. I caught everything, but I'm surprised you're noisy at all. Ah, well. Anywho, oh, man. We just finished dinner, and I was sitting here watching a video on something, and I heard you remembered the game was on, so now I got that on, so I may go get myself a beverage. I haven't had a toddy in a while, so maybe toddy time.
Well, I'm curious if this is the same or any better or any worse. I just moved the HP, you know, 6 inches this way, that way. Maybe I'm on a hot spot or a cold spot.
Yeah, it's fine. You're 100%, but there's just noise I wouldn't expect. You know, some fry, you know, a considerable amount. You know, but you're perfectly copyable, no problem. Just, I wouldn't expect much noise at all at that distance.
Yeah, well, I bumped the handheld up to high power, so that's, what, about 2 or 3 watts or something with this battery pack. So, no worries.
Now, you're very, very close to full quieting there, so that made a considerable difference.
Yes, I moved my bourbon glass, too. So, all right, I think I got a spare battery, so I'll just use high power.
Roger. All right, let me go wander in the kitchen and decide what I'm going to do. I don't think I'm filling a beer. I loaded up with some of my favorite domestics. But I only like those when it's really warm. I like the fancier stuff when it's cool like this. So I think it might even be the Sexton evening. I think it might be. I think that's calling me. Anyhow, I'll be back in a bit. W8FU.
Okie dokie. K8PB.
Delta Zulu monitoring. listening to the radio show.
That just broadcast. You've got a great carrier, but you've got almost no audio. I couldn't make out anything that you were saying. KS8-TPZ.
N8-IAJ.
N8-IAJ, I copied that. All right, now I can start to hear you. Still a little on the quiet side.